My name is Nadia Simon, and I'm a PhD student at the National Institute of Agronomic Research in France. And since October 2008, I try to address this main issue: does dissolved organic matter influence absorption of organic pollutants to the subsoil in cultivated agroecosystem? Dissolved organic matter may play by its biological, chemical, and physical functions an important role in the fate of the organic pollutant in the soil, notably through a transformation process and transfer process. Thus, dissolved organic matter may influence the mobility of the organic pollutants in the soil, the pollution of the subsoil horizon, and the pollution of the groundwater. In our study, our objective was to characterize and to quantify the interactions between the soil, dissolved organic matter, and the pollutant according to this conceptual model of interaction, where we can have adsorption of dissolved organic matter to the soil surface, adsorption of the organic pollutant to the soil surface, adsorption of the organic pollutant to the dissolved organic matter which was adsorbed before to the soil surface, and interaction with the dissolved organic matter and the organic pollutant in the soil solution. And as the origin of dissolved organic matter may influence the nature of dissolved organic matter and thus the interaction with the organic pollutants, we have selected two contrasted field experiments in our study, one according to honorable crops with introduction of grassland, and another one concerning arbor crops amended with organic waste compost. And our hypothesis is that land use and soil management can modify the soil organic matter interactions with the organic pollutants. For the first case, we have selected three treatments, one according crop rotation maize weight, weight barley plot, considered as a control treatment. Another treatment concerning grassland for 5 years plot, and the last is a plot with a crop during 1 year followed by grassland for 20 years. In the second case study, we have four treatments. In one end, we have a plot without organic amendment considered as a control treatment, and we have a plot with organic amendments, notably surge sludge and green waste compost, municipal solid waste compost, and bio waste compost. Here I present the soil profile for the two study sites. For the first case concerning the arable crops with introduction of grassland, we have a combisol with higher iron oxide and clay content that increase with depth, and a low organic carbon content that decrease with depth. And we have chosen three subsoil horizon for our study. For the arbor crops amended with organic waste compost, we have a leafy soil, and we have another kind of clay with specific surface area higher than the combisol profile. And we have two higher calcium carbonate content in the depressed horizon. And from the topsoil of the different treatments that I have presented before, we have extracted dissolved organic matter with water. The organic pollutants that were selected in this study were three pesticides: Dicamba, that is a weak acid molecule; Isoproteron, that is an intermediate hydrophobic compound; and the difluphenicanid, that is a pesticide, a non-ionic pesticide with higher hydrophobicity. And another organic waste compound was chosen just to compare the behavior with the pesticides. And batch equilibration procedure was performed in order to calculate the sorption distribution coefficient. Let's see some result now. Adsorption of the organic pollutants to the subsoil horizon without dissolved organic matter added in the soil suspension. Here I present the adsorption of the organic pollutant along the soil profile, and as we can see for the dicamba, that is the uric acid molecule, it was its adsorption was not measurable for the Lewy soil, whereas it was negligible for the Combi soil profile. However, for the non-ionic pesticide isoproteol and difluphenycline, we have an adsorption that presented a trend of decreasing with depth, and it was higher for the Lewy soil. This observation was probably due to the interactions with the subsoil organic matter, as we can see for the aromatic indicator that was calculated for the dissolved organic matter extracted from the different subsoil horizon, and as we can see, we can observe the same trend of the organic of the aromatic indicator as we have seen for the adsorption of this non-ionic pesticide. In contrast to the pesticide, for the organic waste contaminant, we have the opposite trend with higher adsorption for the Combi soil and increasing of the adsorption with depth. And this adsorption for this contaminant, the dibutyl phthalate, seems to be mainly governed by the subsoil mineral fraction, as we can see with the subsoil distribution coefficient normalized to the clay and the iron oxide content. Let's see now some results with adsorption, concerning adsorption of the organic pollutant to the subsoil horizons with dissolved organic matter added. Here I present an example for the adsorption of isoproteol to the Lewy soil profile. And we have, in one case, adsorption when DOM was not added to the soil suspension. The solution of CaCl2 is considered as a control treatment. And in other end, we have added dissolved organic matter from the different treatment according to this study site. The DOM from the soil without organic amendment, DOM with the sludge treatment, DOM with the municipal solid waste treatment, and DOM from the bio-waste treatment. And as we can see here, no significant influence of dissolved organic matter on the pesticide adsorption was observed. However, for the organic waste contaminant, we have seen that the sewage sludge treatment DOM seems to favor its adsorption. In order to understand this observation, we have used the conceptual model, and we have calculated the subsoil distribution coefficient for all these interactions that correspond to the adsorption of dissolved organic matter to the soil surface, adsorption of the organic pollutant to the soil surface, adsorption interaction in solution with the organic pollutant with the dissolved organic matter remained in the soil solution, adsorption of the organic pollutant to the dissolved organic matter which was sorbed before, and as we have not seen influence of dissolved organic matter on the pesticide adsorption and just only the sludge treatment dome increased the dibutyl phthalate adsorption, we assume that we don't have this kind of interaction in solution, and we have calculated an apparent distribution sorption coefficient, and we have from this equation we have recalculated again the adsorption of the organic pollutant which was sorbed to the dissolved organic matter sorbed to the soil surface. Here I present an example with the municipal solid waste dissolved organic matter. And as we can see, this this dissolved organic matter increased with depth, but the model presented negative value for this dissolved organic matter on the adsorption of the debutive stalate. As we have seen, no influence of dissolved organic matter on its adsorption. As we see, we saw with the sludge green waste treatment, with influence on adsorption of the debutive stalate, we saw the same thing according to the increasing of its adsorption of dissolved organic matter along the soil profile, and we saw a decreasing of this coefficient. We assume that we have a change of the conformation of debutive stalate with this DOM that may increase its hydrophobicity for interaction with the organic matter in the topsoil, and we can have also because of the higher concentration of calcium iron in this DOM, a kind of complexation of the pollutant. To conclude, we have seen that greater adsorption was observed for the non-ionic pollutant, that soil organic content was the main driver of likely hydrophobic sorption in the wall profile, that debutive stalate sorption was governed by different mineral factors, and that globally no significant difference were observed when the different domes were used. We assume that the low concentration of dissolved organic matter had low impact on the mobility of organic pollutant in both soil profile. And for the conceptual model, we saw, despite the debutive stalate, that no effect was observed for this coefficient, but we, at this moment of our study, cannot explain why relative to the other dome treatment studied, just only this treatment dome had a positive effect on the waste contaminant. Thank you.